Clark Atlanta take on the Fighting Morehouse Maroon Tigers. We get a chance to talk to head coach of Clark Atlanta. Coach George Lynch joins us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show. Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Now, Valentine's Day, you guys are coaching. Y'all have to watch film. You have to go over practice. You have to go over scouting reports. Do you have time to get what you need done for Valentine's Day?
Well, coaches get a pass if they don't try to get Valentine's Day done today. So hopefully the family will forgive me until after the Morehouse game.
Talk about how much energy. Everybody looks forward to the two games when you guys go over to Morehouse, when they come over around the corner to Clark. Just talk about in your first couple of years, the energy and how big this rivalry is amongst the coaches, your players, their players, and the fans of both schools.
This rivalry is historically big. I didn't really understand the rivalry until I got here. You know, the school's been literally across the yard from one another. You can look into each other's, you know, classroom windows. That's how close the rivalry is. And with the history behind the two schools being so close together and the history of the AEC with Morris Brown, you know, there's a lot of history there, and the rivalry is big. This will be my second year. We split with Morehouse last year. We had a close game at their place. We weren't able to pull it out. So hopefully, we can maintain home court and take care of our business.
Want to lean on your big cats, Romaine Thomas and Tyler Singleton. Talk about those guys, how you have a couple of hammers that you can count on every single night, as well as the totality of the team that you've assembled this year.
Yes, Romaine has definitely been my first 2 years here has been a player that a coach would love to have a part of the team. He's very unselfish, a team player, great teammate. And, you know, me picking up Tyler during the beginning of the season as a grad transfer has been definitely a coach's dream to be able to pick up a kid like that and have his experience, his maturity for 1 year.
Clark Atlanta head basketball coach George Lynch joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton show. Clark Atlanta and Morehouse tomorrow afternoon.
Coach, I know coaches coach, players play, and then there are responsibilities on both ends. Who does it kind of fall on when you get a group of guys sometimes not playing out there with energy or maybe look motivated or lackluster? Is that more so on the players getting themselves right, or can a coach actually, you know, emphasize that and force guys to give energy and be motivated? Where does that responsibility fall, in your opinion?
Well, with four games left, hopefully you're a good enough coach to see guys who's going to dog it in big games like this. This game is so big. If you have to motivate a kid, my main thing, I hope my guys are not too overexcited about the game. Last few days of practice, I've been talking to them and trying to take the same approach as any other game and trying to make sure these guys don't get too excited about it. So we're just hoping that we can maintain our composure. You know, we're going to be at home. Our fans are going to be with us. And just, you know, stay in between the lines and not worry about what's going on outside the court.
When do you start looking ahead, Coach? I mean, you still have a few games left this season, but you're going to lose Romaine, a big body, 6'9". And when you want to fill that void going into next year, how far ahead do you start looking when you're trying to always, as I say, always be ABC, always be recruiting? You're always trying to recruit and make sure that the guy that can come in next is not snatched away by another program.
Well, of course, you know, to be able to get a kid like Romaine it's almost, you know, he's a stretch forward. He can put the ball on the floor. He makes all his free throws. He defends. He blocks shots. He's a great teammate. You almost, to get a kid like that, it almost takes 4 years. You know, you have to groom the kid. He has to buy into your system. From day one, Romaine was, he fit into the system perfectly. So I'm thinking it's going to be very hard to find another Romaine Thomas for me. because of the things he's been intangibles, the things that he does off the court. He's a great student, always been a leader to the guys. You know, even last year's team, he made a lot of sacrifices so that the guys, the three seniors last year, could have great success. But, you know, to find a kid like Romaine, I'm still looking. Hopefully he's out there. You know, Romaine's the type of kid can give you 20 and 10 on any given night. That's hard to find.
Where is your program now? What is the sell to young men who will be coming to your program as you move into the future?
Of course, the sell is Atlanta. Atlanta is a great place to be. A lot of corporations here for job opportunities after basketball. And, of course, the school, Clark Atlanta, is, you know, we just got a new president, Dr. French, who's going to do some big things. And we're trying to be the best school in the AUC, if not the country, for historically black colleges. And that's the other set, a historically black college with the history of the AUC. That's what I try and sell. And then my coaching staff, myself and Coach Scott, and my other assistants who help out. I think we have, you know, one of the best coaching staffs in the league.
Clark Atlanta head basketball coach George Lynch joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show.
Coach, just 2 years in, are you able to now, I guess, mold the offense and defense kind of towards what you want to do? Or are you still in a phase to where you just, you know, making sure you capitalize on the skill set of the players that you have on your roster already?
Yes, I've adapted. We had a different team last year. We got a lot of scoring from our 1 and 2. This year, we're getting a lot of scoring from our inside play. We're not shooting the ball from the 3 as well as we did last year, but we still take enough that we can be competitive. Of course, the 3 ball is big in today's game. So, you know, moving forward, I want to get guys who can defend on the defensive end and can play smart basketball and shoot the 3.
What do you think about the All-Star weekend? What do you still keep an eye on the NBA? You certainly had a lot of moments and a lot of folks that you came across. Is it something you have time to do when you're coming down the stretch of the end of a season and the end of a regular season schedule?
Well, not as much time as I would like, but I do try and catch some games. You know, the Lakers, the 76ers, teams that I was a part of during my 12 years in the NBA. I like to keep up and see what those guys are doing. And, of course, you know, the kids today like to play that same style, like get up and down, shoot 3. So I try and steal some, you know, some plays and sets from Doc Rivers and, you know, the Warriors and Brett Brown at the Sixers, Steve Kerr. So I think it's great that, you know, the game has changed. It's evolving into, you know, further away from the basket. And I think it's great for college and the NBA.
Coach, a different sport, but you being a head coach and just looking at what Coach Mel Tucker happened to him in Colorado, you know, leaving and some would say spurning the last second after promising he would be there and then going to Michigan State. Can you just talk to us about how tough of a decision is that to leave kids that you recruit and attach to and all of a sudden you're going to have to still do what's best for your family?
Yeah, it's tough. And it shouldn't be a one-way street. I think
yes.
These coaches should feel comfortable with telling the kid there's a chance I might be leaving. And hopefully, you know, if he's good enough to play for you at Colorado, he might be good enough to play for you at Michigan State. So, but for those guys who are like juniors and seniors their last year, you know, hopefully they're being left with a coaching staff that will respect them as players, give them the same opportunity, and just try to be fair, because that's the one thing. You know, when I took the job at Clark and Coach Walker left, I tried to tell the guys that were there, it's like, look, I'm going to be fair to everyone. You know, I don't have, you know, a reason not to play a kid. I mean, if he's going to help you win games, that's the most important thing. And then you also want a student athlete. So, if you can just be fair with the kids about that and, you know, tell them up front, I think that's the best way to do it.
How do you manage that student-athlete part? Are you a class checker? You walk through, you get your golf cart, and start going to check on classes? Or, hey, son, what's going on? How does Coach Lynch run the student-athlete part, the student part of your student-athletes?
Well, it starts with recruiting them. You want to recruit a good student. And then if a kid comes in that needs a little bit more discipline, you know, I control the minutes. So I will go by and check a class. I put them in a group chat. I'm on campus today. And I don't go in and check every kid. I try to, you know, treat them like men if they're responsible and they're keeping the grades up. I'll be on campus, but I won't look into their classrooms. And then for those who need me to make sure they're sitting in the front of the class, I might open the door and just, oh, sorry, wrong class. Just so he see me on campus.
Well, I love it. I love it.
Sounds like you've been groomed very well.
Boy, mamas and daddies and grandmamas are going to like it when you come recruit. Well, Coach, we thank you for your time. You know, going to have fun watching you build a program. You guys are trying to finish off on a strong note. It's a lot of fun. The Morehouse Clark Atlanta games, a lot of fun. So good luck to you guys tomorrow. We'll certainly love to talk to you when the season's over, get you in here in studio and take you to lunch.
Yes, definitely. That's a deal.
Head coach of the Clark Atlanta University Panthers, George Lynch, joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show.